one thing about Young, Gifted, and White, which I think Dimitri kind of wrote based on, because at that point, I'd say that's probably when he was like, had just graduated from high school, maybe. And he went to this private school where either you got in by either paying like exorbitant amounts of money. So it was for, you know, kids whose parents were like successful doctors and lawyers and lived in West Bloomfield or whatever. And, or you were just like crazy and creative enough that they gave you a scholarship to get in. So that was Dimitri. And, I think he wrote it based on all the children of privilege that he was surrounded by for those like 3 or 4 years. And, that, and you know, just observing the world in general. And so when he would like give me a bunch of words, and then I would, you know, try to think of the right music for it. And that one, it made me want to, you know, do like a teenage Phil Spector arrangement, you know, with strings and horns and girls singing and everything. So I don't think it quite made it to Phil Spector proportions, but I think it came out pretty good. Yeah, well, yes, it was not as talked about as much, I think, but, you know, it hasn't changed. It's just gotten worse. The privileged have more, and the rest of us have less now. So there you go. That's the way of the world. One thing about Young, Gifted, and White, the cello player on there was a friend of mine from high school who, at that time, he was playing in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, so he told me to make sure I used a fake name for him because he didn't want the guys in the orchestra to know he was playing on a punk rock record, like they would have ever seen this. I don't know what was going on in his mind. Like the manager of the Detroit Symphony would come across a Leisure Class record somewhere, but. Anyway, so he remains under a fake name on the credits to this day.